as I speak, Hurricane Florence is slamming the North Carolina and South Carolina coast. It's a major hurricane that's happening, and I already know that Big Fatty has evacuated. Probably more than once. But that's the big thing in the news today, is the hurricane.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty has evacuated.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2777 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday the 18th of September 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I don't know what to do. Today's show wasn't pre-recorded. Hello, normalcy, Big Fatty. Whatever the hell that is. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, we're back to a little bit of normalcy. Not for long, though. No, not for long. y'all, I pre-recorded yesterday's show because y'all, I just wasn't sure what the old windbag, Big Fatty, are you talking about the old gal? No, the for Hurricane Florence. Oh, that windbag, the East Coast windbag. Yes, Big Fatty, you're gonna get in trouble. The East Coast windbag. I wasn't sure what the old East Coast windbag was gonna do, so I hate it. I just hate it when I don't have a little show for everybody. So y'all, I erred on the side of cautiousness. And yes, Big Fatty, and unlike others in South Kalaki, my cautiousness was better served than y'all than declaring a state of emergency on Tuesday of last week, y'all. And anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. But y'all, I'm gonna today. I am planning on just kind of recapping last week while I was in Hatlanta, and Big Fatty, that won't take long at all. No, it won't. No, Big Fatty. Y'all, today the 18th of September, we have not one but two, I say, very important celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, she's just as one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Y'all, just recently saw her down there in Nolens. Y'all, she's part of the girls from nowhere, y'all, and she's, like I say, she's just one of the nicest people that you'll ever want to meet. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, it's Nicole. It's Nicole from the greetings from the... Oh, Big Fatty, we love Nicole. It's true, everybody. Oh, Big Fatty, you hit the micro hoist. Y'all, everybody loves Nicole. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, best known for two things. One of them was having a stroke. Big Fatty. Well, maybe not best known, but he was in our thoughts when he had a stroke recently. But y'all, best known as a dear supporter of Pride 48. And y'all, he is always, oh, not maybe not always, but most of the time on Saturday evenings, he is over there in the chat room at the Stick It With a Poke show, y'all. He's a pwn connoisseur. Yes, Big Freddy. So we look kind of like Nicole. Well, okay, y'all, it's none other than that Ed Gong. Oh, Big Freddy, we love Ed Gong. It's actually Ed Chan, but y'all, he likes to be called Ed Gong. Big Freddy, you sure? Yes, he calls himself Ed Gong. Yes, Big Freddy. So y'all, if you see Nicole or Ed Gong on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Freddy.
Happy birthday to you.
So y'all, last time I talked to you was Tuesday when I pre-recorded the Wednesday little show. And I take that back. Y'all, I had Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, had the Nolan shows. And y'all, I hope those of you who weren't able to join us down there at Pride 48 enjoyed those little shows. Yes, Big Freddy, our old good old rerun. It reminds us of the old days of the Walnut Hill shows, like those old blogs, bleeps, or whatever the hell they were called. You know, I miss that old lady eating the French fried potatoes. But y'all, I did record yesterday's little show, which was it was nice to have so many voice. Y'all, I think I have got 25 voice letters that I'm going to try to catch up on this week. There's no way in hell. Well, y'all, just to let you know what the rest of the week's going to be like, I'll have regular little shows for Wednesday and Thursday, and then I'm going to pre-record for right. Because y'all, Thursday morning, Granny and Durwood and I heading over to the Metropolis y'all, we've got a horror event over there, and y'all, we're going to stay until Monday morning. Y'all, this is normally we come home on Sunday, so y'all, it's going to be a treat. Next Monday, there will be a live recording from the Metropolis, and y'all, it'll be a drunkie cast. Fanny, I know Straight Bob loves the drunkie cast. It's true. A lot of people do. So y'all, that one won't be safe for work. Big Fanny, none of these are safe for work. But anyway, so that's what's going on there. Y'all, also, because of that schedule of the But First Little Show will be recorded on Monday evening rather than Sunday evening this coming. And y'all, that'll be the penultimate recording of the But First little show. But y'all, anyway, y'all got up Wednesday morning of last week. Y'all, I was planning on going over to see my mother on Thursday and coming back on Sunday. And y'all, I had a cousin that lives in the Tejas that was going to be in town. And y'all, he says, let's try to get everybody together for something other than a funeral or a wedding. And so y'all, so that's what the plan was. And plus, you know, I got to go check on the Hat Arena and all too. But y'all, I moved that up to leave a Wednesday morning because you know the big old East Coast windbag was heading this way, and y'all the governor on Monday declared a mandatory evacuation starting on Tuesday at 12 o'clock noon, and y'all it was too damn early. He called for, in my opinion, he called for it too damn early. Y'all, they reversed the 26, as they say out there in the California, so all lanes led out of town, and y'all, there was nobody leaving. There was just nobody leaving, y'all. Everybody was watching the Weather Channel and everything, and the weather rat, y'all, he had his cot set up, and y'all, he was in rat mode, and y'all, it just kept showing that it was heading up to North Kakalaki, and, you know, there was a chance that it was going to, but y'all, the Italian spaghetti, Mussolini spaghetti models were showing that it was going to hit up there. And and then it was going to come down in South Kakalaki and, you know, and all that kind of thing. But, y'all, nobody was evacuating. Big Fatty, except for your Bibles. That's true. Anyway, so I just decided to move my departure up by a day. And I left Wednesday morning. Y'all, I went to bed, too. I say Tuesday evening. Y'all, couldn't sleep worth a tinker's damn. It was that Whitman tinker struck again, y'all. So, y'all, I got up and I packed my valise about 2 a.m. in the morning. I couldn't go to sleep anyway, so I might as well get up and do it. So I did that. Y'all, I got up Wednesday morning, and I had decided I was going to go to the McDonald's and get me a little brofkus and eat it on the road. Y'all, Granny had to evacuate because, you know, he lives in the nursing home. Granny, and y'all, they were evacuating all the residents. Granny, and evidently they needed his help. Granny. Well, if anybody knows how to evacuate, it's Granny. Look out. Give him a cup of coffee, and he's running to the toilet. So he had to evacuate. I think he evacuated where did he evacuate? Aiken? Somewhere over near the Metropolis. And, y'all, he got a room over there. And so he stayed at the Metropolis, then he would go up and, you know, 20 miles away and help out during the day, and then come back and go over there to the Capri Lounge and drown his sorrows. Anyway, y'all, I decided, since they had reversed the intertubes, the interstate, the 26, if you will, the expressway, y'all, I decided, well, you know, I'm going to ride on the, I'm going to ride west on the eastbound lanes, because, you know, how many times in your life do you get to do that? And y'all, so I got my McCaffrey and my sausage McMuffin, and y'all, I got on the expressway, and I'm heading west on the eastbound lanes. Y'all, I think there were 12 cars that I passed, and y'all, the westbound lanes, there was absolutely zero traffic, and y'all, people couldn't get into town to go to work on Tuesday. So yeah, that's one of the reasons I'm saying that it was called for too early. And y'all, the storm didn't come ashore until Friday, and y'all, that was in North Kakalaki. And, you know, I know it's a tightrope act, trying to decide when's the right time and when's not the right time. But y'all, I think it was overreacting on the early end of it. I think you could have called for it on Tuesday and reversed everything, maybe Wednesday or Wednesday evening or something like that. But y'all, it was, anyway, I'm not going to get into that anymore. But y'all got over to Hatlanta. The Hat Arena was delighted to see me. Y'all had a supper with my brother and sister-in-law and my mother. Y'all, I had a grilled chicken Caesar salad. Oh, Big Fatty. And y'all then on, let's see, what did we do on Thursday? Y'all, there was a lot. Y'all, there was a lot of napping. A lot of napping is all I got to say. And y'all, it was just very relaxing. But my mother really appreciated me being there. Y'all, she had to go to the doctor Thursday morning, and so y'all, I took her over there to that. Y'all, she thought it was going to take an hour. It took about 8 minutes, and of course we were 20 minutes early, so y'all, we were home 6 minutes after the appointment was scheduled to begin. So anyway, but y'all, just it was very relaxing, and I think my mother enjoyed having some company there in the house, and at least that's what she told me. Hey. And y'all, then on Friday evening, y'all, the whole family, the cousins and all, we all got together, went out to supper. Well, actually, we went to my brother's house and had a little glass of vino, a little vino, and just chitter-chatted, and y'all, my mother made some of her famous cheese cookies, and y'all, I think I've posted that the recipe over there at the BFO. Go back and look in the December postings and see if there's a recipe for cheese cookies. Yes, Big Fatty, they're delicious. And we had a lovely dinner, y'all. I had a nice piece of prime rib, and y'all, they had what are those called? They're called the Brussels sprouts that were cooked with bacon and apples. And y'all, they were delicious. Just delicious. And a Caesar salad. And had me a little Tanqueray and tonic with that. And y'all, it was just a lovely evening. And then Saturday came. The cleaners were coming to my mother's house on Saturday. And so I just kind of stayed out of the way. And y'all, then on Saturday night, we had bingo. They had bingo there in Hat Acres. And so I went and played bingo with my mother and the other retirees. Yes, Big Fatty, you fit right in. And y'all, I won one of the games, $3. I didn't know where to spend it all. Then Sunday, got up and had my goodbyes and packed up old Ruby Red and headed on back to Charleston. Left about 9:30, a little after 9:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, I was back in Charleston by 2:30. Y'all, had a little, it was mist and rain on the way back, but there was no wind. Y'all got back here to the villa here in Fat Acres. Y'all, and I had monitored on the cameras here at the villa. Y'all, it was a little breezy, and there was some light rain, but that's all that happened here in Fat Acres. A few sticks out there in the yard, but y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Big Fatty, you didn't tell about Sunday night? I'll have to do it tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Y'all, had them hold my newspapers while I was gone, so I've caught up on all those, and I'm awaiting my mail delivery. I had them hold it also, so I'm waiting to see what kind of invoices I've received. Big Fatty, y'all also have got, I don't know if I told you this or not, I have three postcards, two from Bacon and one from that Peter G that we'll get to later in the week. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer from that Archer Radio. And Archer, how would you sum up Big Fatty's hurricane?
Big Fatty has evacuated.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's almost like he had a camera there in the toilet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.